Hello and welcome to the program this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Glory to God. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Thank you for the presence of your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're just tuning in. This is Fire Meeting over the radio, where the kings and priests gather together, where they make changes in their lives and the situations around them. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for us to stir up ourselves in the Holy Spirit. It's time for us to begin to do the things that priests and kings do, and that's praying and standing on behalf of our loved ones and on behalf of the situation that we want and require to change. I trust that you've treated your body the way you should by giving it water therapy. Water is the best food for our human body, and I thank each and every one of you for treating your body the way you should by giving it water. Thank you. I'm Edmund Sokwerede, and let's get the ball rolling. Pray in the Holy Spirit wherever you are. Stir up yourself. This is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Vanseri gradosa katla kenjo sokura beketle de jiso klomaha segre egizik bahaya. Mantere sika jo pakana mamante bredike soksha zoberume tuleka tabalambra ateisha kelebedivraya kaya. Nante boko de gerigilikla sokshusi pokan name feather dugrubus sokla an shalabari. Nen kere de kila tosa kede ben clova la mange che sti prodo sapnande de kai. Nei she ke lita rukusa candendo bra ancana mama shake de clo su che de benda. Nare so kemba namashara bade. Nare katela kose ke te lita rusapaya. Ranteri zo clopo como jokot nemba dema rumak tek suction demo na monkana matari baso ke baraya. Nei talaman sheke teki likora baraman seka chukit leketa roma anta mande bredeke shoklo uki baro falamahaya. Nei seke teli prodosa namante beke sheke te berima kot ledero no sokale veribro do noma keritis klea guraman tamalaman satalabaye. Ejike lo krova lamentamone meketeri seka chukit laloboro manama sakalape daru sokare. Ne kere taro sanamata lika socia. Enki pora mak teke de brodo kano monkama rama ke tolo voduve ze ke shike ledo namahaya. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. This is the beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you, Lord. Rapsho ke bek me shake bek mo kalavanda mama kama makama shake de bokolo babalavi jiki pale do na mataya vade sakalavaya. Me shobre inki paro begendendo brendota ne sakshi sokra indalo ma manjante ilovra ake sokshi sokolo perende bra atani mazakelo kupala vade. En poco su sigle en cura mama kambale koto sele girikra. Anshko se me ke bek mo kala manda balam ki sok shuzore betenge le levo kot loma ne von sane shiki la evo kupe de deka. Ne sobra andere ke la ve shuki kabana mama kama temba de bere ke debriga vako bogom bjuge di vede ki sok lendere valas kit der zuzi ke lobana. Men show ke devre iki boka de vede mesikla andana ma shaka labaye. Nei fora maze ki nare gredeka sokla amaka mana maseda. Me to savenda rakis amanda ma reprodo ko soda menesha. Na taleba tembro du se kel pada manama salabadi. Rof tembo shekeli kra da nene vote ma na ne kepala na ne bisiklo ba e thoda masada koshi. Meti grora anta malebra denka salama nembro dok elemen sole veribra haem. Men kora mene men shonomo kenomra anda lama ki sale boke rebek mo jora ma panegere ki sola badebra. En shoke divra domenke pik mo sora ma man tama levada. E I croda mo shalama ma kama ze ke di prodo kosone me ke le mono ma danda baha si ke le gosa. Ashkeboro ma tamanti ba sekre di ki sobra andana ma kaba sheka. En si kere ravo sheket loma noma no me tharuse ke tikre diza kot loma no monza le vredi ikis ko shok tomo no mamanga haya. In le kede veti falo mamashari. Le frodo do boda mon sango dobre indega ziki le kit la lova le boshe ne meti ke zokolo mamma chande regra. Ne shuki bo bala maman jane bedendo fari section zora manema ku sende bradene me ki la lova la masha. Rateke de brodo kolo bok mo shende bek mon zokolo vedizo ku shiki li pat lembo lo mon balabari. Alabak mo shanda labari. Ala mak mojindi buk mozolo ma makade bek poshana ma makama la madi buk moshanda ba la made bedi. Iki bek monjula kot leva la mojindi la alavo kabak jinde buk moshindi buk moshanda ba la vikete bolo luce kereba. Vla le mo la leva kot le kesike le leva luce predekin zekende buk moshana ma made pradu sakalapari. Ne ke pek mo saramange reket leka zekshusi ki leka tono mo mon kamara ma sarabade. Eki bora man tama lebre dega zeka shikele ki taruba ban tama lama kaba sekeri. Eke de breken jola ma man kama lama zeke jekele bek mo jere ba mana ma iki buk mo shonda bahay. Ala man jike de buk mo shana ma ma akamba mana ma rebrodo kabalo lo ma rubu sekele babare. Anemak mashanda bak mashanda bak mashanda ba le da rubra ankama la va shuki so kala mare kateya. Veira kreya tana mana mashat leka dogore meka so gro de ke shik la lo baraman tama labri. Likale bosa. Lembro dose ket lega de kit leg zok sok shenji baruma man kama le pot na manda ba le pot shele bade. Ekirege la bon tamarama sakshe za ket libra doze ket lega do momo kama la maravari. La mare brodo ko bolo momo jokolo ma ma kamba la ma kaba la ma sekeli dele mon ko boro ma ma kira zo kole medere ne sorebre de kalama tama lebre de ke sekle li shakula mana manama kaba debre. Eke de bre de ke zeke de bek mo janda bak ma shanda ba la ma ma kaba lega degedi. Eke bek mo sokolo manda de fande bredeke sikile bek mo sana maman kama lavade gradu sakala mahaya. Ega bak mashana mama kama ma ankamba lama sokere bek mo salaba de bredeko solo mama kaba debri. Isheke le li la lovra ankama sana maman sekele bekolo batoba remaji kalabadi. Nekele baya. Lom panama seke teke li daru mama sede. Vi kele bona ma man sala ma heke. Ji kele le levo sara. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Lafto zapala. Shale mon tele me kele kelese le leve soko bok mo shana mana. Le fo varama shante brade kere mrondongo bok mo shono mama sae. E kere nde brado sala mama kabalama. I ke bok mo shana ma sekere. Li prodoza kele ma tama re brodo kemo mo sana mama e ki brodoza kala mama kamba la ma I gose kele bai e la ma soka ye bo kala mana ma shat ne brodo kobolo mama shatabari. Praise you, Father. Thank you for your beautiful presence. Istop le inte ele lo soka bak ma shatama I kare momo soka la ma Enkebe, isekelebe, idere me kosalaba, kana mama shana mama re more ma sekere. Le da kolo mok se enkebek mo sana mane ma le brodo gozukile le ilve sakshu salaba la mari. E na na sala ne na gra, le koso do bana mana ma satele ket loba loba lebe kure be de sekele babaya. Praise you, Father. La lo seketele montamara ma sharebaye. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Welcome to a beautiful Friday morning, a day where we spend time looking into our leadership capacity, looking into our skills that God has given to us as kings and priests of the Most High God. You know, from the book of Galatians chapter 1, from verse 15, the Bible says, according to the Apostle Paul, the Spirit of God says that from the mother's womb, Apostle Paul was chosen. From the mother's womb, Apostle Paul was chosen. I don't know who you might be and wherever you're listening from, but I am here to tell you that you're chosen from your mother's womb. And God has chosen you to reveal His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's an amazing, amazing opportunity that is given to each one of us. My prayer for every one of you listening and joining our family in every day is that you will maximize every opportunity given to you to bring out your leadership capacity to be the man and the woman God wants you to be. Hallelujah. That's our prayer. And so you're a leader from your mother's womb. You're a leader from your mother's womb. No seminar made you a leader. No preaching made you a leader. Not even your education made you a leader. You're a leader from your mother's womb. If you're able to influence people in the path of righteousness, if you're able to influence people, sad to say, if you're able to influence people any way, you have leadership capacity within you. But thank God, we who have found the truth, we influence people in the way of the truth. We do not just influence people, but we influence people in the way of the truth. God's word, as it comes to you this morning, it comes to you to make you manifest this leadership in any level and capacity of your responsibility that you have in this life. Whether you are you're a mother, whether you're a father, whether you are whoever you are, the word of God comes to you this morning to make you manifest in the very maximum level of whatever He's called you to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit, and thank you, Lord. Now, if you've got the praises, let the praises roll. Glory to God. I have some praise reports here that I want to read out to you quickly. Now, yesterday's praise report, I wasn't able to read. I would also read that praise report out now. Now, I have this from the Twitter account. The number to send your praise report to via WhatsApp is 814-790-8731. If you're sending from international route, then you have to put the prefix of +91, which shows India. Wherever you're listening from, we want to praise the name of the Lord this morning for His goodness and for His mercies in our life. Here is one from Brother Melvin. He says, I praise God for His teaching me how to live my life step by step, and He's made me to create my world, that is my mind. I praise God for His love in my life, and I praise God for the identity He's given to me during the PhD. Thank you, Father, for your working in my life. We thank God for your life, son, and what God is doing in your life. Amen and amen. You let the praises roll, and we will declare those praises. Let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. Now I've got a praise report here, and it's quite long. It's big. Good. This one is from our daughter here, Sister Vasha. She says, praise the Lord, Pastor. I praise God for who He is. His love. I shout hallelujah to Him for His mercy. I glorify His name for His grace. I praise Him. I praise God for giving His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Now we can call God Father. Such a great privilege, which no one gave. Rather, than him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. I shout hallelujah to the Most High God. What an awesome God he is, Yahweh. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. We shout hallelujah. Also, we thank God for what he's doing in your life. Let the praises roll. I've got this long one. Now, I'll try to read it out from Sister Priscilla. It says, praise the Lord, Pastor T. 2 years back, I was a very short-tempered person. I was also straightforward in my approach. Too much that lots of times, people regarded me rude. Above all, I used to get involved in arguments to the extent that I never quit till the other person found no words to argue and was forced to keep silent. My goodness, sister. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for his word in your life. And then said, though I was reading the word of God, it was unable to change me due to my stubbornness. She could recognize the lines. Then, because God intended and purposed to bring a transition in my behavior, had to deal with me differently, which was very harsh. He made me go through certain situations where I was forced to keep my mouth shut, because if I had spoken or responded to certain people or circumstances, I would have been at loss. So I had to use my brain to remain silent, and then started to notice the change in my behavior gradually. This became evident when people who knew me a few years back met me recently and told me about this change. During this process, God taught me a very beautiful concept that reacting to situation in anger is not only a foolish act, but also that it profits nothing. Rather, it destroys everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now I am a glad person who is free from all the above and thankful to God for his transition, because it is not only a pivotal quality, as God is in the process of training me to be a good leader, but also will be helpful to maintain lots and lots of peace in my family after I get married. Amen. Very true, sister. We bless the name of the Lord for your life. I have this praise report coming in here from one of our daughters in the Lord, and Glory Arup, and she says, I praise God for my life and family. God has kept us safe, and his mercies endures forever in our life, and gave me opportunity to minister his love to a dear sister and help me to encourage her that she's in struggle. She is not alone. I praise God for enabling me to save souls and add to the kingdom of God. We do the same for you. Thank you for the praise reports that are coming in, and God bless you. Every time we gather together, we put praise before us and we praise the Lord. We're not trying to bring something to be thankful for. We have reasons to thank the Lord. Now, if you, wherever you're listening from, you must join the train of praising the Lord like this. Whenever we gather together, we put before us the praises of His Majesty and we praise Him. Yahweh is holy and is worthy of our praise. This morning I bring to you a very single line word, and that word is free yourself and free others. Free yourself and free others means whatever God has done to you or whatever God has done for you, see it fit to do it for others. I read a scripture for you this morning, and that's from the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1 verse 15. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and their conscience is defiled. This morning I bring to you many things that people will speak against others. Sometimes people will speak things that are not true. Sometimes people will even blame you for things that you didn't do, probably because of your lack of maturity on your approach of setting things, And so you like the sister said who gave her praise report the other time, you know, you can come into argument and you can come into a kind of lifestyle where you begin to blame people for your inability. You begin to blame people for the kind of situation you're going through. Never fall into that. God has forgiven you your sins. When people blame you wrongly, forgive them their sins also. Let them go. When you are free, free others. See, you are free, free others. When you free, free others. You receive freedom from the Lord, free others. Free others. Don't keep them bound. Free them, free them. That was a story the Lord told us in the Gospels. He said, there was a servant, I want to listen, there's a servant who was freed from his debts. He couldn't pay the debt. Even his household could not even be an exchange for the debt. And so the king and his master said, okay, I write off your debts. Now, when this particular servant walks home, or on his way home, or wherever he was going, he saw someone who was owing him much, 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 much lesser than what he was owing his master. And he held the throat of that particular debtor, the one who was owing him, and said, you must pay every bit of my money that you owe me. He forgot that he was forgiven. Sometimes we do not really know, and we forget. I wouldn't say we do not really know. We forget how much God has forgiven us. And when people speak all nonsense about us, we are moved to speak immediately about them. Remember the time you were ignorant. Remember the time you didn't know the grace of God. You spoke against the things of God. You spoke against anointed people. You chapped and bluffed and spoke all nonsense about them. But now you're saved and God has forgiven you. You forgive others. You are free to free others. You are healed to heal others. You are saved to save others. You are delivered to deliver others. So this morning, freedom is something that we don't just enjoy privately. Privately, freedom is something that we share abroad. Why? Freedom should be something that is contagious, something that we pass it out, not something that we hoard and keep in a bottle. So wherever you are, God has forgiven you. Forgive others. They may have blamed you for acting certain way. They may have spoken against you. Forgive. Forgive them. Free them. Free them. You have been freed. Free them. It could be in your family. It could even be your husband. It could even be your spouse. Free them. Free them. You are free. Free them. Don't keep them in bondage. You are free. Free them. Pastor, I free them. Oh, I free my wife. Oh, I free my husband. Oh, which freedom are you talking about? God has forgiven you. Forgive them. Each time you bring the past into the scene, each time you think of the past, you are keeping a long chain on the neck of your spouse. You're keeping a long chain on that person, whomsoever you are dealing with. We are free to free others. We are saved to save others. We are healed to heal others. We are delivered to deliver others. We are ambassadors of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let these words resound in your heart today as you start your day, wherever you are, or whatever you have to do. I have a few praise report here, one or two that's coming in, and I would like to read out to you. It's from the WhatsApp channel. So it says, okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. So we are free to free others. We are free to free others. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are free to free others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I'm getting information here about a birthday that is coming up. You can give a shout out from our app. Our app is the most effective way to give a shout out for a birthday. You want to send a birthday greetings to your loved one, or you want to send a special greetings to the kings and priests of the Most High God who join in over the radio, use the app. The app is the most appropriate way to use the app. Now someone is saying my father's birthday is tomorrow, Joseph Davis Sagayam, and that's Brother Melvin. He says celebrating his 59th birthday tomorrow, and God has given him amazing strength. Thank God, thank God. I pray for your dad that the strength of God will not fail in his life, and that these years of his life he will witness the glory of God, and he will walk in synchrony with the will of God for his life and for his family. And he will, many years that are wasted, many years that looks wasted, many questions in his heart, may the Lord answer it in the name of the Lord Jesus. This 59th year of his celebration, may it be a year of answers for him, for your dad, Joseph Davis Sagayam. It's our prayer for you. Happy birthday in advance. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Saints, we are free to free others. We don't keep others in bondage. We are free to free others. Very, very important. Because if you understand this, you will not fight with people the way you do. You will not curse people the way you do. You will not forget that he freed you, and you need to free others. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Father, I pray for all the kings and the priests of the Most High God this morning who joined over the radio. Let your word be glorified in their lives, wherever they are and wherever they are listening from. Let your word be glorified in their life. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that's working in us. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that is working in us, each one of us. Your spirit is producing results in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I speak against every voice. I speak against every seed, every thoughts, every evil dreams. I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every evil dream, every voice, in Jesus Christ's name, be stopped, be removed. I decree we are free to free others. So everyone in your heart right now that you've decided to free them, you've decided to let them go, in the name of Jesus, you are experiencing the peace of God that passes all understanding in your life, in Jesus Christ's name. Father, fresh anointing for your children, fresh anointing today for whatever you've called them to do, for whatever you're using them to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your glory, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. I know very much that if you've done whatever the Spirit of God told you to do this morning, his word is working in you, and you'll be able to experience the life of God in a greater plane, in a greater plane. I leave you with a beautiful song this morning, requested by one of our sisters in the Lord. Awesome God by Michael W. Smith. I would see you on Monday. God bless you. You are free to free others. You are blessed to bless others. You are saved to save others. Don't forget, see you on Monday. Enjoy this wonderful song, Awesome God by Michael W. Smith. See you on Monday.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord was
wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. In the void of the night, He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Judgment and wrath He poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace He gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.